Fleshbourne and Hayley's Little Bit of Pod.
Great things are brewing at McCafe, the perfect start to every day.
Welcome to A Little Bit of Pod and some spillover.
Yeah, a little bit today. Some leftovers. If you've listened to The Big Pod, what did you hide from your parents?
I love when we do this because we get so many responses. It's good to just, I don't know.
What you're saying is it's two for the price of one.
Two for the price of one. Yep.
Two birds.
Yep.
We should call this the show muffin top. Spilling over.
Yeah.
The spillovers, the goodies. No, the muffin top's often the yummiest part of the muffin.
Yeah, oh, I find
the muffin
that.
And the woman.
Yeah.
A little bit. Oh, yeah.
What?
I don't know. Something has awakened in me. Okay.
So we're talking about what you've hid from your parents, what you didn't tell them. If I repeat any, I'm tired. So just tell me.
You are tired. Have you been sleeping well?
Did
you get a bit of sleep last night?
Nah.
Would you describe it as poor?
Poor sleep.
Yeah.
Poor sleep.
Okay.
I would describe it as interrupted sleep. I would describe it as inconsistent sleep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
My brain will be like, hey. It's 2 a.m. Have you thought about this lately? I'm like, you son of a bitch. I was asleep.
Mm.
Anyway, someone said, I hid from my mum. I went to South Africa. I didn't hide from my mum. I hid something from my mum. I went to South Africa with mum for 2 months, and I hid my full-time vaping habit the whole time.
Oh, my God.
I just thought South Africa smelt like blueberries.
Grapes.
Mm. Grapes.
Grapes and candy floss.
Literally whatever you want it to smell like.
Yeah.
My middle name was my dad's name. We don't have the best relationship, so when I was due to graduate university, I changed my name legally to remove my middle name so that it didn't appear on my degree certificates.
Oh, didn't tell dad.
Still hiding it.
Oh, wow.
Fair enough.
Can you just ask them not to put your middle name?
No, it's your legal name.
Is it?
Yeah.
They put your whole... They're not like Hales
or Sprowley on my degree.
Well, no, but you could be like H. Sproul or Hayley Sproul or...
No, it's your legal name.
Okay.
I was in a different religion relationship and I converted to his religion but didn't tell my parents. It's been 8 years, still haven't told them.
Oh my God, maybe they're like Catholic and he's like Muslim or like...
But then Catholics love bacon and pork products.
Mm,
and the Islamic world don't, do they?
No.
So when mum's serving up some of her absolutely delicious apricot pork chops...
What are we going to do?
She's going to be wondering why you're not absolutely tucking into them.
Apricot on meat, interesting.
Yeah, chicken apricot.
Yeah, it works. It sounds silly, but it does
I've
work.
I've had it. I'm not a fan.
Apricot chicken.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
You're not a fan of it? The sweet apricot with
I'm not a fan.
What a dick.
Wow. Cool insult.
Look, this dick doesn't like apricot chicken. That's crazy.
I hid my tattoos from my very traditional parents for 5 years. It got to the extent that I had a whole arm sleeve until one day I was just like, F it, and told them. Mum said they already knew.
Yeah, you don't
hide. So I've been wearing a sweatshirt all summer for no reason.
Yeah, they were probably like, he's wearing a sweatshirt, it's 32 degrees.
Yeah, God, he'll be hot.
Yeah.
We should let him off the hook.
There. It's right. You know what? Let him suffer because of those stupid bloody tattoos he got.
Yeah.
I became a New Zealand citizen during COVID and I didn't tell my parents and I'm still hiding the fact now that I'm a New Zealand citizen.
Why would they hate? They wouldn't
I messaged
hate that,
this
would
person
they?
Back saying what nationality were you from that they would have been so upset?
Yeah. Did
Australia?
They reply?
No, they didn't.
Oh.
Australia?
Yeah, maybe.
Who else?
Because there is a feeling
that
we get upset. Like, my brother's not an Australian citizen, even though he's lived there for like 14 years.
I feel that when I know. It's choking up here.
Oh my God, he's very emotional.
It's beautiful. We've finally got him.
No, I just swallowed wrong.
It was immigration that got him.
Yes.
That finally melted his cold robot heart.
But I'm like that when Kiwis get Australian citizens. I'm like, you fucking
traitors. Sorry, my friend just did. Like, she was like, well, my kids were born here. And I was like, I don't give a shit, you traitor.
Yeah. It's fucking rough. I like be a British citizen.
My brother
or wherever.
Did it.
And yeah, I don't
like,
do Australia.
That seems about right.
Yeah, he would.
That seems about
you
bloody
Australian
right.
Piece of shit.
Bloody Australians. My now husband and I got married at the registry office in Auckland and told my parents a week later they were not happy
at all. That's parents don't like that.
My sister was so upset she demoted me from being her maid of honour to just a guest at her wedding.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And
she just wouldn't get over it. I bought her husband, so her husband bought her a puppy to make her happy.
Why not?
Classic distraction tool there.
Yeah.
I bought a motorbike in year 11 and hid it from my parents for 5 years. Kept
year
it at 11? A mate's place.
Oh my God.
Year 11.
You be
so
safe
was it,
on that
16,
motorcycle,
17?
Please.
No, year 11, you're like 15, turning 16 at the end of it.
Oh. They only found out when I came home and my knee was in a brace because I'd fallen off said motorbike.
Yeah, and that's why. You be careful on those things.
Yeah. I dropped out of uni and I was too scared to tell my parents, so I made it a fake diploma. And a transcript. What's a transcript? Like the thing saying, congratulations, you've achieved the...
I don't know.
Whatever.
Didn't get one of those at drama school.
I eventually went back and actually got a degree, but it had been 10 years and they still think now I have 2 degrees.
Oh!
Mum's telling her friends, oh, my little Timmy's got 2 degrees.
Yes, he did 2.
He's a smart boy.
He's a double genius.
Yes.
I'm 37 and I've bought a jet ski. I can't tell my parents, they'll lose their shit.
Yeah, how embarrassing.
You never use it. You buy one of those and you use it 3 times.
Yeah, no.
Hire them silly, if you want to have a little guy.
Yeah,
hire
there
one.
You go.
Unless you're on that thing every day. Unless you're jet skiing at work.
Which you
waste
could.
Waste of money.
Which you could.
I could up the river.
You could jet ski up the river.
I'd love to see you put your jet ski in at 4 a.m.
Where I live, that river is low most
yeah.
of the time.
You message where I can't come to work today.
Quite low
it's
tide.
Just low tide.
Yeah, it's low tide, guys. Get in your car. Well, I've got the jet ski now.
Yeah.
I sold the car.
Because if you guys told me I could jet ski to work every day.
I'm stuck in the mud. You have to come get me.
I hid from my strict Catholic family that my lesbian lover and I got married. Later hid our first pregnancy. 13
shared that
years.
One. We shared that one.
Oh, did we share that
oh,
one?
Oh, yeah,
you
yeah.
shared that one.
Dumb motherfucker.
I'm a fucking idiot. What a fucking loser.
I love absolutely losing.
I used to
shit
be,
and nothing.
I used to be, you fucking idiot. What have you done? I used to be
oh,
a full time.
We'll stop you there, Norm, because we share that, you fucking idiot.
Please be gentle with me.
What's in his rocks?
I'm at, no, what's in his head? What's in your head? Fucking idiot.
Rocks.
Couple of rockheads over here.
With a couple of fucking idiots.
I used to be a full time smoker of cigarettes.
Oh, God.
And never told my parents. I was too scared to see their faces if they found out I smoked. I was the good daughter and my sister was the naughty one. To this day, they still make comments about how I've never been the one to smoke or do anything bad when my sister was the naughty one.
Oh.
I'm going to take the secret to the grave. How did they not smell it? Have they got
I like
no sense
that's
of smell?
The worst thing that you could be a smoker.
A smoker.
Yes.
Yes.
My God, she's a smoker. Mm. I changed my last name. It was hyphenated. I dropped the second part of the hyphenated name when I was 18 and now I'm 29 and my dad doesn't know.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
We got married in level 4 lockdown. Didn't tell them for ages afterwards. Christ, it was a massive drama when we finally told them.
My, because, like, you know, elopement's always been on the cards for me, but my parents would be so upset if I didn't tell them.
Yeah,
you
they
know?
Would.
They would be devastated.
And that's why Vaughn and I are supporting you with your wedding and we've booked flights.
By being there, yeah.
You invited us kindly and of course we'll be there.
Yeah. That's us.
That's us to
that's
a T.
That's us.
When my friend was 20, she had the whole pregnancy from her parents and didn't tell them till the day the baby was born.
Oh, God.
Second pregnancy, she didn't tell them until she was 6 months pregnant.
What the hell? That's crazy.
Nutso.
That's the end.
That's at the
that's
end.
The end of the overflow. For today's.
Do you know what? I really enjoyed this so much. I cannot wait for this to come out. I'm going to listen to it. Just to hear Fletch yelling at you. You dumb motherfucker.